Senior Story, The Invitation, Chapter 1. The invitations are always available. They never run out. No one knows how the stack of parchment papers are not ruined by rain, snow, or wind, or how they are replenished, but they continue to rest upon the stone bench at the base of Mount Amarant, the holy dwelling of the Eternal One, where the residents of the village of Opacity often pass. Many simply hurry by without a glance. Some stand a moment to wonder, gazing up at the high golden peak, blanketed in tall purple-red flowers. A few have tried to destroy the invitations, only to suffer destruction themselves. Others, though not many, stop and read the invitation, consider its offer, and choose to make the journey. The invitation reads, "The Eternal One invites all seekers to his dwelling. Passage will be granted to his holy mountain, Mount Amarant, to those who complete their journey, having fully obeyed the precepts on this parchment. Once you begin your journey, a guide will appear along the way. Be alert. He will provide the assurance you need to arrive safely at my holy mountain. Warning, the Eternal One watches everything you do. He gives strength to those who follow his truth completely. Do not allow yourself to be sidetracked for even a moment once you begin. It will lead to darkness. Who may enter my holy dwelling? Those who speak the truth and do what is right. Those who neither tell lies nor speak poorly of others. Those who reject all who change any part of the Eternal One's words. Those who keep promises and do not change their mind, even if it hurts them. Those who do not accept a gift, even if needed, if it means hurting someone else. If you follow these precepts, you will not be shaken and will live together with the Eternal One forever. I will give you a new name and write it in the book of life as a guarantee of your place in my eternal home. And I myself will walk with you all your days during your stay in the village of Opacity." Sherita had passed the bench hundreds of times, but today she stopped. She picked up the invitation and read it carefully, then folded the parchment and carefully tucked it into her jacket pocket. She lifted her eyes and gazed up at the peak of Mount Amarant. A strange, magnetic-like pull was growing inside of her. She turned toward home, where Avi, her father, would help her understand.